Went 2-0 the first week. Was yelling at me yesterday. Why didn't you give out NIU?
That was her Maction play of the millennium.
Mike Valenti joins us on Fridays for his dog of the week.
How is everybody?
How are you?
Good.
What's with the panic with the Lions?
There's no panic.
I was listening. 53% of people concerned.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The other option, you got to be cocky. You got to be chesty.
I'm cocky.
Good.
Thank you.
They're going to blow the doors off the Bucs.
Thank you.
I gave my score.
Nobody healthy in the secondary.
Yeah. Cowers right behind the glass. Heather's starting to feel herself because she's winning the picks.
And everybody's looking at it going, oh, they put up 37 on Washington. Washington sucks.
Even the Giants might score 20. That's how bad they are.
That's a possibility. Mm-hmm.
You're going to blow the doors off this.
Thank you.
Daniel Jones might throw a touchdown pass against the Giants.
What was the stat you sent me, John?
Since he signed his contract, he's thrown more pick sixes than touchdown passes.
Yes, that's factual. These are all things that warm my dad's heart.
Hurts.
Really tremendous.
Hurts.
Yes.
Okay, the question is, who's your underdog this week?
Gotcha. This is a terrible week for underdogs. And the team that you and I liked early in the week is now a favorite, which is UCF. I'm going to go tonight. Let's go UNLV plus 9.5 at Kansas. Oh. Your egregious Beaks. I don't like him. Kotal Nicki's gone. You've already seen the value of what he's brought to Penn State. They look different. Mm-hmm. Aller looks really good. Kansas looks very disjointed.
They lost Illinois last week.
Barry Odom's defense. You get the go-go offense, you get 9.5, and where's Kansas playing? A community park tonight?
John, have you seen this? Kansas doesn't play any true home games. They're doing like a...
They're either at Arrowhead or like, I don't know, like whatever...
A local soccer
community
stadium.
Yeah. It is, like a soccer field.
I thought for sure you were going to go Colorado State, because they're 7.5, and Colorado is the definition of a dumpster fire. Probably doesn't go far enough.
The problem, okay, but here's the problem.
They got athletes. I get that.
No, the issue, John, is Colorado State's secondary is horrific, and they don't have a pass rush. And then here's the other problem. I got scared by something that has nothing to do with football. I didn't like Colorado State yesterday popping off in the media twice. Do you hear what they said?
Yeah, but do you think Colorado even understands the rivalry?
No, I totally agree with you on that. I'm going to bet Colorado State, but if I'm only allowed one in a terrible underdog week, we got to go with our Rebs, who helped this week one against Houston. I got to go with the Rebels.
Who's been harder on Michigan this week, John or you? I feel like John has been very critical of Michigan this week.
Look, I'm not ready to write the book on a team after one game. I'm just not. I'm waiting for the USC game. And all I said is, look, I didn't think Texas was as good as they've proven to be. If your crime, in heavy quotations, is losing to the second best team in America while you're breaking in how many new people?
But it's how they lost.
I totally understand. 2 weeks from now, it'll be what? Late September? Or next week? Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Let me just see the USC game. If they look bad against USC and Miller Moss rolls in here and throws for 300, they stink.
Right.
But I don't need to say that right now.
And that's the whole key, is if their offense comes in and rolls over what's supposed to be preseason, a top five defense, when you have three guys that are probably going to be first round picks, if you can't get them to be able to stop another offense, then
again, look, I'm just, sometimes it could be more about the other team. Texas is Bama. Like, look how physical they are. Look what Sark has built. It's not that sizzle. It's steak. It's real. I'm just not ready to say they stink. I thought they were a 9-3 team before the season. You want me to say 8-4? I'll say it. I'm not doing this 6-6 stuff that David and Rico are doing. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Indiana's put up some points. Indiana's not going to be a powerhouse in the Big Ten.
No, but they're going to go over their win total.
This guy loves Cignetti.
Dude, Cignetti should play Christian Bale's character in American Psycho. Cignetti will come out on Saturday night against UCLA in a plastic smock with an axe. The dude's nuts.
He is. And, I mean, you don't make the statements that you make when you take the job.
No. He had the He had the halftime interview. I was watching, obviously, week one, and we do the podcast. John, I know this is stupid, so feel free. But I was watching some of Indiana play FIU. I wanted to see what they look like. He goes to the halftime interview, and they're up. And they go, hey, coach, you know, what's the message at halftime? And he deadpans into the camera, and he just goes, and he walks away. The dude
like
is
a movie villain.
Maniac. Note, there is no doubt he's coming out to Huey Lewis against UCLA with an axe.
Oh.
It's happening. The dude's a nut.
Yes.
Way too early spread for USC Michigan.
2.5.
Trojans favored by 2.5. And that's what, Mike, that's to me, yes, Texas is really good, but Michigan's defense was supposed to be
good to great. But this is the difference, all jokes aside, because they write themselves, Wink Martindale's not good. I told you this as a Giants fan. I hate Wink Martindale. He doesn't adjust. It's this in-your-face machismo crap.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, if you don't have the chess pieces, just vary it up a little bit. That's not Wink. He's going to be out there in his Pit Vipers and his stupid sleeveless garbage. I'm bitter. I'm a Giants fan. So,
hey, I just credit to you. There wasn't even a Stallions line in there. I thought that was coming. That's growth. That's personal growth. Yeah, there it is. I was waiting for it.
Yeah,
we're all waiting for it.
Yeah, you put it on the tee for him.
That's okay. I'll leave it alone. But what the hell is the Free Press doing platform in that nutcase?
Stallions.
Yeah, what was that yesterday?
He's going to be a Michigan coach again someday.
Yeah, okay. And I'm Diana Ross.
Yeah, yeah. I saw that, and I.
Yeah, John, is he,
I literally
he
laughed.
Back with open arms.
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah, come on in. Yeah,
come on
yeah. Let me take you
barbecue.
To the back room, and I'll show you what's going to happen.
That's insane.
Yeah,
it's insanity.
Yeah, come on in here, little fella.
Oh, yeah, welcome back. It's Joe Pesci going into the empty house. You're out of your
exactly,
mind.
Exactly, yeah.
You're out of your mind. Like, kid, move on.
He's Mike Valetti. Catch him later on today, 2 to 6. You got TJ Lang in at 3.
Yep.
Good
yep.
stuff. Anything else you want to push?
Cash the Ticket, which you and I are going to tape in a little bit. Kick off with Boomer Esiason comes out at 5 o'clock, and then our general idiocy at 2 o'clock.
Perfect. The college episode is already out for Cash the Ticket. He's Mike Valetti.
It's robust.